Shri Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So this morning I'm reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, The Cause of All Causes, text number 38. Ordo Bhagavita Padyam.
Ordo Bhagavita Padyam.
Uvarloko Jinavitaha.
Uvarloko Jinavitaha.
Vidasvarloka Rasa. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The lower planetary systems, up to the limit of the earthly stratum, are said to be situated in His legs. The middle planetary systems, beginning from Bhuvarloka, are situated in His navel. And the still higher planetary systems, occupied by the demigods and highly cultured sages and saints, are situated in the chest of the Supreme Lord. Purport. There are 14 spheres of planetary systems within this universe. The lower system are called Bhuvarloka. The middle system are called Bhuvarloka. And the higher planetary system up to Brahmaloka. The highest planetary system of the universe are called Svarloka. And all of them are situated on the body of the Lord. In other words, no one within this universe is without a relationship with the Lord. Om Yanakamanandasya Giranjana Sulakaya Chakshamalitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Garavi Kumkut Vacha. Knowledge that we're receiving here in the Bhagavatam, this little contradictory to what we're learning in universities. Of course, they're aware that there's other planets, but they think there's only life on our planet. A little conceited of them to think only on our planet is there life. Yeah, there's life on all planets. There's life everywhere. Sarvagata. There's souls, super soul everywhere. So, Urdum Gajanti Sattvasta Madhyatis Tanti Rajas, those in the mode of goodness, they go to the upper, the higher planetary systems. And those in the mode of passion, they stay in the middle planetary systems. And those in the mode of ignorance, they go down to the lower planetary system. But the goal is to get out. Just like in businesses, they have this saying, get out of the box. Let's get out of the box. Ordinary, normal life. So, but they get out of one box and they go into another box. There's only three boxes in the material world. Goodness, passion, ignorance. So they go from the passionate box into the ignorant box, or the ignorant box into the goodness box. This material world is. So if someone wants to get out of the box, you have to get out of this material world. Because in this material world, we can't grow spiritually. Well, we can. But the modes of nature make it very difficult. Daivihe sukhanam mayi mama maya charati mama viveka bhajante maya mitam charati. Krishna says this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me can very easily cross beyond it. So, this knowledge that we're receiving here helps us to grow spiritually. The holy name helps us to grow. Association of devotees helps us to grow spiritually. But without these things, practically impossible to grow. Just like there's so many plant nurseries here in Melbourne. So the idea is that they put the plant in a pot and it grows for some time. And the idea is they're going to sell the plant, and whoever buys it, they're going to transplant it into their yard or something. But quite often, no one buys the plant. So the plant keeps growing in the pot. But the roots want to, they get stunted in the pot. The roots can't grow out. So what happens? You get this huge mess of knots going, just entangling in there in the pot, because they're just going all over. They can't go out. So they just get all, they're stunted, they can't grow. So there's only so much knowledge that we can receive in this material world. Therefore we could only grow so much. Especially with the educational system now. You can't learn anything about God. Can't learn anything about the soul. Very limited. So everyone is stunted. They can't grow. They're just getting this technical knowledge or business knowledge, or they can't grow. It's like Prabhupada, he went to MIT in Boston. MIT is one of the most prestigious schools in America. In the world, actually. So he went there and he was preaching Bhagavad Gita, telling them about the soul. So he said, this is a very prestigious school, famous school. Why can you not learn about the soul? And the students kind of, why can't we learn about the soul? It's a good point. No university can you learn about the soul, or can you learn about God, or except for the Bhaktivedanta College. And even if they were allowed to teach about the soul, what knowledge do they have of the soul? There's no knowledge. Just like if the religions were allowed to teach, if Christian or Islam were able to teach about the soul, what would they say? Or if they were to teach about God, what would they say? God is great, he's all-powerful, he's omniscient. Not much more they can teach about God, or about the soul. Souls, you know, in the Bible, I think the only thing that's said about the soul is, what profiteth a man if he gain the whole world but lose the eternal soul? As far as I know, that's the only mention of the soul in the Bible. Anybody know of any other mention of the soul in the Bible? I don't think so. There's only one place where they mention the soul, and it doesn't even give any attributes to the soul. But you go to the Bhagavad Gita, and there's so much information of the soul. So much information of God. In the Bible, or excuse me, the Bhagavad Gita, or the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, just so much information about God. So we're very fortunate somehow. There's a lot of people on this planet, and very few have embraced this this knowledge. So we're very fortunate, because we're getting an opportunity to get out of this box completely and grow spiritually, practically unlimited. Krishna is infinite and we're finite. But the pleasure that we can experience in spiritual life is infinite, it's unlimited. Although we're finite. So, and this is what everybody wants. Everybody wants happiness. Everybody's searching for happiness. But in this world, you know, they won't be found. It's like Prabhupada was walking with some devotees, and there was a trash can there. And it said, there was a sign, please put trash here. And Prabhupada said, then they'll have to put the whole material world there. Because that's the material world. This is where people come to try to forget God. And we're going around trying to convince people to accept God. Here, learn about God. So you might be wondering why people aren't so interested. Because people come here to forget God and to be God. Not only to forget God, but they also want to be God. So it's a very dark place. But this knowledge is shining light. It's like in the BTG when you have that picture, Srimad Bhagavatam, shining light, Kali Yuga. So this is the hope of society, that people get this knowledge. They can understand that we aren't God. We aren't the enjoyers or the servants. You want to be happy? Then you have to serve. This is real happiness. Either we have to, either we serve the external energy or we serve Krishna, the internal energy. Kamarinam katina katita palitas tesam jatam ena gurunanata varopashat ujruchaita athiyupate sambutam labdhiguri tamayata sarnam abhyamam ikshavadasya. Rupa Goswami says, for so long I've been the humble menial servant of many bad masters. And what are those masters? Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness. These are the masters of the conditioned souls. And everybody is humbly serving these masters. But now, my dear Lord Krishna, I no longer want to serve these bad masters, because you've given me transcendental intelligence. Now I just want to serve you. So this is the perfection of service. We have to serve. Just like there might be an elderly couple and one of them dies, what do? They get some animal. cat or dog, and they serve the animal, and very humbly serving the animal. Like they take their dog on a walk, and the dog has to call up nature, so the master is sitting there waiting for the dog to pass stool. And then he's so such humble service, he has a plastic bag and he picks it up, puts it in his pocket. Here also. And that, you know, this is prestigious life. Rich people, isn't it? Rich people, they're walking their dog and doing this business. Putting the stool. And now also in India, they're becoming also sophisticated like this. You see, sometimes you see the wealthy Indian men that are walking their dog. So, better to serve Krishna. It's like Prabhupada, he was, given a class, one city, Dublin, Ireland, and it was a big hall. Many people were, devotees had put out posters inviting people to come, and it was pretty full. Maybe 500 people, 600 people showed up, and Prabhupada was presenting the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And then Prabhupada asked for questions, and one man in the back came up. And he said, actually, I am God. And Prabhupada didn't say anything for a while. And he stood up. He became very stern. And Prabhupada said, actually, you are not God. But you are dog. And there was silence in the whole auditorium. And then someone started clapping. And then the whole auditorium stood up, standing ovation for Prabhupada, and everybody was clapping. Prabhupada was amazed. They could appreciate that he was exposing the cheating. So yes, we are all servants of God, not God. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram agyat, bhoktaram agyatapasam, sarvalokam esam, surdam sarvutam, gyatvamam shanti mishit. That this is actually the peace formula. That Krishna, he is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. He is the proprietor of everything. He is the friend of all living entities. When we understand this fully, then will there be peace. And everybody wants this. They want peace. They want happiness. There was one yogini went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in Mayapur. And she was inviting Prabhupada to a conference of sadhus to promote happiness, health, and harmony. But they're inviting Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, you're wasting your time. Because Krishna has already stamped this material world as Dukhaliyam Ashashvatam. It's a place of suffering. He said, just like if you go and put some perfume in a toilet, does that make the toilet a nice place? She became very offended with that one. No, you can't make the toilet a nice place. It's a dirty, it's a horrible place. So the material world, it's like that. It's a horrible place. Yeah. If you want harmony, you want happiness, you want health, then make plans to leave this world, go back to the spiritual world. Yeah. Because this material world is... Yeah. so many miseries, adiyatmika, adidaivika, adibodhika. Miseries coming from nature, just like they recently had that big, was it cyclone or something in the Philippines? How many people died? 4,000 people or something. Wind. There's wind. So powerful. And for Bhima, incarnation of the wind god, Vayu, so powerful. The wind is so powerful. And therefore, Arjuna says, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pamatam balavit balavit. That this so difficult to control the mind. It's flickering, going here, going there, very. It's described, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pamatam. It's mad. Pramati, balavit, it's very strong, determined, and to control is more difficult than to control the wind. Very difficult. They say that the wind in this cyclone or whatever it was, 235 miles an hour, which I don't know what that is in kilometers, maybe, I don't know, 400 about kilometers, something like that. A very fast wind. America, they have this number of states, about six or seven states. It's called Tornado Alley. Oklahoma and Tennessee and parts of Texas. Every year they have these tornadoes. And sometimes they pick up cars and people are flying, not demigods. The wind picking people up and throwing them. Picking up cars, throwing them. Powerful. Imagine that. Can't imagine it. The wind is so powerful. So to control the mind is very difficult. But what does Krishna say in the next verse? Anybody know? Anybody know? It's an important verse what Krishna says after that. Yes. Yes, very good. Give him some Mahaprasadam after that. Yes, it is very difficult, undoubtedly, to control the mind, but it is possible by practice and by detachment. These two, practice. Practice makes perfect. The more we practice controlling the mind, the more we practice remembering Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna, the more we become expert. Just like there's so many expert musicians playing piano and guitar, but when they first start, also we have very good mridanga players, but when they first start, it doesn't sound very nice, right? But as they continue practicing, becomes very sweet, yeah, very nice. So in the beginning, our devotional service may be a little rugged, not so nice, because the modes of nature are still there. But as we continue, then we're able to transcend the modes of nature more and more and take shelter of Krishna more and more. We have to learn this art of taking shelter of Krishna. And the best opportunity to take shelter of Krishna is when there's calamity. And therefore, Queen Kunti, she prayed, Vibhida santatasa tatra tatra jikarkuru bhavato darsnyam yatsat apuna bhavatar. She prays for calamity. Please, Krishna, give me calamity. Again and again. Because when these calamities come, then I'm able to take shelter of you. So it's a blessing in disguise. And therefore this is another one of the nice things about book distribution. You have to take shelter of Krishna. It's not easy. So it's a blessing to go out and be in a situation where it's difficult, not easy. You know, when there's some difficulty, we take shelter of Krishna. Prabhupada said once that for one who is trying to live a comfortable life in Krishna consciousness, advancement will be very slow. But if we go out of our way to do this austerity of spreading Krishna consciousness, then this is very quick advancement. Prabhupada said, you distribute books and you're in the fast lane back to Godhead, back to Krishna. We all like to be in the fast lane. You're on the highway, but like, you know, there's some bunch of slow cars and like to get in the fast lane. Move right along, right? So this is the fast lane back to Godhead. Because Krishna's pleased. And here it's mentioning the different planetary systems. So this process of Krishna consciousness, it's a way out. It's a way out of this material world. It's a loophole. Human form of life is a loophole out. Nirdeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham plabham sukabham guru karanaram. That this human form of life, it's compared to a boat by which we can cross over the ocean of material existence. It's a big ocean, much bigger than the Pacific Ocean here. It's a big ocean. So we need a boat. And the spiritual master, he's the captain of this boat. And the favorable winds are the Vedic literatures. So with all this, we can cross over the ocean of material existence. But we have to be careful, because pirates can get on the boat. Actually, the pirates are already on the boat. Lust, anger, greed, and the illusion. These are pirates. And they can steal our devotion away. So we have to be very careful. Throw the pirates off the boat. How do we do that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This hearing the holy name. See, these pirates have been on the boat a long time. They've been following us around many lifetimes. So now we're trying to throw them off the boat. So by hearing the holy name, by hearing the divine instructions given to us by Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, then we can throw these pirates off and just have the wonderful association of devotees and devotion to Krishna. Then we'll sail out of this material world back to the spiritual world. So there's miseries coming from nature, miseries coming from our own mind and body. This material world, these are miseries coming from other living entities. These are the miseries. Can't avoid. Doesn't matter how wealthy one is, still there's gonna be disturbance of the mind. There's one wealthy man, J.P. Getty, in America. Oh no, Rockefeller, very wealthy man. So he had one son who was studying different tribes in the South Pacific. In the, course he was taking university. And he got a little too close. Tribes there, and they killed them, and they're cannibals. father, one of the wealthiest men, actually the wealthiest man at that time in America. There was an interview, news interview. And he said, "With all my wealth, I don't feel any happiness." He said, "I'm so miserable. I can't feel any more miserable than I am now." So with all his wealth, still he was so miserable. So anything can happen. Material world. Therefore it's param param yadvi param natesha. Danger at every step. You never know what's going to happen. There was one statistic in America that every year an average of 600 people die from rolling off their bed. Rolling off their bed. So not only danger at every step, look out when you roll. There was one devotee, I think Devamrita Swami, he rolled off his bed and he broke his arm many years ago, right? He broke it or something, yeah. Medicine. Just to roll over, yeah. It's like material world, not a nice place. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, it's a material world is a weird abode. It's a weird place. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "There's no place for a gentleman or a lady. Not a nice place." But we have good news. We have very good news. This is the good news that we can get out of this material world. We can go back to the spiritual world. We can be with Krishna. We can live a wonderful life. Every morning they have the morning news, right? Here, television, right? But it's all bad news. It's all bad news. News means bad news, right? Even they say that, karma is. News means bad news. But this is all good news. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. It's all good news. So we want to fill the world with good news. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had one, I think, magazine every day. And there was one person, "How could you have a newspaper every day about spiritual?" He said, no. "Here in Calcutta, there's so many newspapers every day giving all bad news. So the spiritual world, it's unlimited. We could have so many newspapers every day about the spiritual world. But this is good news. This is liberating news. You read this news and you qualify to go back to the spiritual world. You read the bad news and it just binds you again. You just become entangled again. No good news. So we want to give out the good news to people. You're not this body. You're not of this world. It's a foreign land. To go back to the spiritual world. So this is the good news, the best news." Prabhupada once said that the soul is embarrassed to be in the material world. Why? Because what is the nature of the soul? Three natures, what are they? Eternality, knowledge, and bliss. But we're stuck in these bodies that are temporary, so much ignorance, and causes so much unhappiness. So it's an embarrassing situation. So we should take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. Prabhupada once told a devotee, he said, "When you rise in the morning, you should pray to Krishna, 'Krishna, please help me to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. Because I may die today, or I may die tomorrow. We don't know." It's like not too long ago in San Jose, the Sankirtan leader, just a few years ago. He was a healthy man, late 40s. Had a heart attack, gone. And now people are having heart attacks in their 40s. Yeah. So it's a dangerous place, Tiru Gurus. We should pray to Krishna to help us to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. And we don't have that much time. It's like if you're 20 years old, let's say you have another 50 years. So how many months is that? It's about 600 months. I think it's 600 months. 50 years. So months are going by very quickly. Right? 50 years, only 600 months. They're going by quickly. Let's say you do live a long life, but it's not a long life. Yeah. How long is the day of Brahma? Anybody know? I think it's four. What is it? 311 trillion. That's his life. 311 trillion. 340 billion or something like that. That's his life. But even his life, it's just a moment. Compared to eternal time. It's just a moment. Yeah. I mean, we've been living eternally, but we can't imagine how long that is. It's a long time. Even 311 trillion years is just nothing. So we have a short time in this world. So we should take it very seriously and make plans to go back home. Question or comment? Yes. Much harder out there. It's not easy to advance in Krishna consciousness. We're dealing with the modes of nature. And sometimes also we have to deal with each other. There's false ego. But yeah, it's a lot worse out there. So it's a material world. Prabhupada once said a very profound statement. He said, spiritual advancement in the material world, very difficult proposal. Spiritual life in the material world, very difficult. Anything in the material world is very difficult. Material life in the material world is very difficult. Spiritual life in the material world is very difficult. Whatever you term, it's difficult. You're saying with this wealthy man, everybody is envious of him. The wealthiest man in America. But they didn't know how much he's suffering inside. So we can't see the suffering that people are experiencing. So yeah, the material world, it's difficult. Wherever you turn, it's difficult. So therefore, it behooves us to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously and just get out. It's a problem. Material life is a problem. So spiritual life is a solution. What you're doing now is you're solving the problem. And we should try to help one another. This is like outside, help them come to Krishna consciousness. Surely there'll be faults. We all have faults, right? Sahajam karma kondaya sadasam abhinatija sarvarami doshina dumanati bhavata. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that every endeavor is covered by a fault. Sahaja means born with every endeavor is a fault. Interesting. Therefore you should do your duty even if it's filled with fault. And he gives the example just like fire is so pure, but it's covered by smoke. A fault. So we all have faults. We should overlook the faults and try to see the good. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, if he would hear any criticism, he said, I only see the service of the devotee. I don't want to see the faults. So this is a devotee. We all have faults. We should overlook the faults and try to see the service that the devotee is doing. Krishna is pleased with that. Someone else? Yes, who? So that's the lower planetary system, Borloka. That's the lower. Then there's middle planetary system, which is, you know, Earth and higher. Then there's higher planetary systems.
So middle planetary system include other planets apart from Earth?
Oh, yeah. Sure, there's many planets in the middle planetary system. Sure. I don't know how many, but there's a lot. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.